Phoenix Comic-Con is underway downtown, and the event has long been a haven for those who immerse themselves in what is affectionately known as geek culture. Cons, as they're called, are meant to be inclusive spaces where everyone, no matter what their interests, can be a part of a community. But some women have talked and written about ways in which they're not treated respectfully, specifically by men, and especially when they're dressed in costumes, something known as cosplay. Libby Johnson attends Comic-Con and has been a comic book fan for about 20 years.
When I go, do I notice, like, the feminist textbook male gaze going on sometimes? Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, I even notice that when someone's in full cosplay, I tend to stare at them, too.
She says it's hard not to look at how elaborate the costumes can be. Some of the difficulty women face at Comic-Con has to do with men not giving women their due as real fans and assuming they don't know as much about the characters as all the men do. But Libby says she's never had any problems.
Every Comic-Con I've been to, I've been treated like a comic fan, not like a female comic fan. I've had a really egalitarian experience at all the comic book conventions that I've been to.
Still, some more serious problems arise occasionally. Stacy Gordon has been a vendor at Phoenix Comic-Con for 7 years selling puppets, and she'd never had a problem until this week.
Actually, just yesterday, I wasn't even in costume. You know, they have this saying called cosplay does not equal consent, and you know, non-cosplay also does not equal consent. And I had somebody come up to my booth and actually kiss me without me wanting them to.
What did you do?
I turned away so that he couldn't get my face. And then I asked them to have a great day. Then I talked to con staff, and they were really, really great about it.
Gordon says she's seen stuff like that happen to other women, especially at night, when convention goers have had a bit to drink. She says she prepares for Comic-Con the way she does to hang out with her friends. She lets other people's behaviors dictate what she wears.
So when I do cosplay, I do things that are more modest, that don't draw as much attention. But, you know, normally I think it's just being aware and being assertive. And it's really no different than being a woman in the rest of the world.
Both Gordon and Libby Johnson say there are far more women at Comic-Con now than there were in the past, which they both say is a good thing. Megan Calcote, who's been going to Phoenix Comic-Con for about 4 years, says her experiences have been overwhelmingly positive.
I've never been put through the fake geek girl quiz, but I have heard stories from people who have experienced that. It definitely happens. I do think it's the minority.
And for Libby Johnson, who says she was once the only girl she ever saw at Atomic Comics in Mesa, it was another little girl who inspired her to take the next Comic-Con step to cosplay.
I was actually at Comic-Con last year and, you know, walking around visiting the different booths, and I saw probably a 5 or 6-year-old little girl who was dressed in cosplay as my favorite character, Ms. Marvel. Definitely a very pro-girl, feminist sort of character. But I looked at this little girl dressed up as my favorite character, and I thought to myself, like, I can do that. I'm totally going to do that next year.
Sadly for her, she says adult responsibilities got in the way of those plans, but she promises she'll be in full dress next year.